Views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 610 Sports Radio, Entercom Kansas City, its staff, or sponsors.
It's time for Show Me the Outdoors on 610 Sports Radio and 610sports.com. Show Me the Outdoors with your host, Terry Acton. Presented by Shawnee Mission Ford. Get the best of us. CarStar Collision Repair. Relax, we'll take it from here. Bushnell's Outdoor Products and the Thrifty Nickel, where buyers meet sellers. Now, here's your host, Terry Acton.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Terry Acton, we are live in still back in Kansas City. Had a wonderful trip. We're going to talk about that here in a moment. But I tell you what, I have been rained on before, but when I was down the Keys last week, I mean, we got into some storms that just, I mean, it just poured down there. But we had a great, great fishing trip. When you go down the Keys, there's many ways you can go fishing down there, okay? There's a lot of different ways. One way is that you can get to a party boat. A party boat is a big boat, 50, 60 foot. They'll put 30, 40 people on it, and they'll take you out to the reef or something like that, and pretty much you're fishing for a grouper and snapper and yellowtail, whatever, and that costs anywhere from $30 to $45 to $50 a person. Okay, that's one way you can go fishing. You can go on a what we call a charter boat, and again, you got many different forms of fishing out there. Most of those boats will go out 10, 20, 30, 40 miles out, depending on the species of fish, whether it be sailfish or wahoo or dolphin or Mai Mai or whatever. And that can be a group of two, four, six people. You can go way out there and do that, or you can stay in close and bottom fish like I've done before. A lot of people don't understand or realize that outside of Alamorada, there is a sunken U-boat. And I'm talking about a German U-boat. Yes, there were German submarines in World War II in the Keys. And it's now about 250 feet. I went out there a few years ago and caught a bunch of amberjack and all kinds of stuff, bottom fishing with live bait. You can do that. Or you can go like we did. We went in the backcountry. The backcountry, if you're down in Florida Keys on Highway 1, out to the east is called Atlantic Ocean. Okay, and then off to the west is called the backcountry of Florida Bay. And that's where the fresh water from the Everglades comes in and meets the ocean water, the Gulf of Mexico. And it is a trip back there. And that's where my friend, we're going to call her Dobie this morning, or Dobie. And Dobie and I went out there, and we wanted to catch a bunch of fish. And what you do, you need to get a guide, okay? Because you're back there, you'll get lost. I'll guarantee you, you'll get lost back there if you don't know where you're going, and which I've been back there several times, and I still don't know where I'm at. So we got a hold of Captain Jeff at Dockside Charters, and we met him early last Friday morning. And I said, okay, well, I looked at him, I looked around, I said, okay, we're going to have fun, because number one, he was driving a Ford pickup truck, black, okay, kind of like that one myself. He's got a four-stroke engine on his boat, which is very, very quiet, it's Yamaha. And I asked, okay, where are we going to go? He said, we're going to take a ride out, and we're going to see if we can catch some sea trout on our fish lures. So off we go, sun's coming up, it's a little breezy, okay, a little bit probably too breezy. You really couldn't see in the water that good because of such a chop on it. We went 40 minutes out in the back, okay, and all of a sudden he stops. And I'm looking around, I said, well, there's a little island about 5 miles that way, there's an island about 3 miles that way. So I said, okay, what are we going to do? And I said, how deep is the water? He said, we're about 4 foot here. We're going to take these grubs, okay, which is gulp. You know, we had a quarter ounce jig head on with a gulp grub on it. And he says, throw it out there and let sink and jig it back. First cast, folks. First cast, I got speckled trout. And that's what we was after. What a wonderful time. And then, now, Dobie was having problems with the reel. And he says, Terry, there's something wrong with this. So I grabbed it, and it was out of adjustment. So I switched with her, and she started catching fish. And we sat there for probably, an hour, hour and a half, and we caught mangrel snapper. We caught hogfish. We caught ladyfish. We caught sea trout. I mean, just a smorgasbord of fish. And then we got done with that. He said, okay, I got a spot over here about another 5 miles. Now, this guy, Jeff, has been doing this for 15 years down there at the Florida Keys. He knows what he's doing. And off we went. He threw it in. He says, okay, we're going to use live shrimp here. There should be some mangrel snapper right back here about 35 feet from the boat. There's a little hole. And when you're fishing the Everglades like that or the backcountry, your depth is very, very important. A foot difference in depth is like a mile out there, okay? And these fish relate to that, that structure. Even though it's only 4 foot deep, over there it's 4.5 or 5 foot deep, that structure. And every cast, folks, we got bit. And we caught mangrove snapper and a mackerel and just a smorgasbord of fish to the point where my arms were hurting and her arms were hurting. I mean, we just wore ourselves out catching fishes as fast as you could go in there. And one of the things we wanted to do when we got down there is to go shark fishing. And she had never caught a shark before in her life. I have. And it's quite exciting. And I said, okay, let's go catch some sharks. And off we went another 15 miles. Okay, there's this little area out there. So you put anchor down. And again, the chomp was so bad that normally when you're in fishing 3 or 4, 3 feet of water like we was, you can actually see the fish. But the chomp was bad. Well, we couldn't. Every now and then, we would see a fin come up. So we threw some dead bait out there that we had caught earlier that day and just sat there and waited. And we talked and talked about this and that and looked around. And then all of a sudden, her rod started, you know, click, 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 kind of like, you know, jaws or something like that. And he grabbed the rod, he put it in her hand, and he said, okay, I'm going to lock down, hold on. And when he locked down that reel to lock it, and that fish, that shark, felt that hook, that fish took off like 200 yards, and her eyes, you had to bend there. I didn't have a camera at that time with me, but her eyes got so big, and so fear was in her eyes, excitement was there, and she says, Terry, take the rod. I said, no, you're going to land this fish. We got a belt around her to the rod, would go in there, would be more comfortable. Jeff, you know, shoulder would have put her hands on the rod where she worked the fish better, and she fought that fish, and finally got to the side of the boat. The fish was, it was a lemon shark, 6 feet long, about 120 pounds, beautiful fish, and got up to the boat. He grabbed the leader. Now, when we say leader, that's a part of the line that goes from the hook to your regular line. Normally it's tougher and stronger. In this case, it was wire because you don't get a shark to bite off. And he cut it and let it go. The hook will rust out in a few days. And we explained to Dobie that, you know, once you hit the leader and the guy, whoever grabs the leader, that means that's a legal catch. It means you could have gaffed it. You could have done whatever you want to with it and got in the boat. But we catch and release type of deal. So we had a wonderful time down there, and I really enjoyed it. The company was great. The weather was pathetic. The last 2 days we was there, it kind of stormed in. But I would recommend, if you're going down the Keys, we stayed on the Marotta, you know, is to check down there. When I called down there and said to make the reservation, we want to get a guide to go backwater, who do you recommend? And they said Jeff with Dockside Charters, and we got a hold of him, booked a trip. And his boat was spotless when we got there. That's a sign of a good guide. If you walk in there, look at his equipment, his rods and reels, his boats. If it's nice and clean, which this was, he had all the different rods that we were going to use lined up, already hooked, ready to go. Professional guide. He had water force and ice. And, you know, that was a good trip. Now, when we got back, the boat was filthy. I mean, we had pieces of fish and bait all over the place and seaweed and, and I'm sure it took him probably at least an hour to clean the boat out, but he did. But check on local people down there. And then another thing you do when you get down there is also check with the local people where to go eat at. You know, there's plenty of places around the tourist areas to go eat. But check with your local people. Say, where will you go? And that's what we did. So we had a wonderful time. Another good thing about it was when we got to, actually flew into Fort Lauderdale, and rent a car. We decided to rent a convertible because you're in the sunshine state of Florida, correct? And so we rented a convertible. It had to be a Ford Mustang. And we had more fun driving that car down Florida. I haven't driven a Mustang for many, many years. You know, I'm more of a pickup type guy. But that thing was just a ball of the drive. I couldn't believe how nice it ran and smooth because it's a small car. You know, a convertible and a Mustang is not that big a car, but I handled great. And so when you wake up this morning and you want to go out and buy a new car, run right over to Shawn Mission Ford, one of our sponsors, and say, hey, I got a pickup truck. But, you know, Terry was talking about a convertible and a Mustang. It really was a pretty neat car. Great gas mileage, because we drove a bunch down there and did a lot of sightseeing and stuff like that. But go Shawn Mission Ford. They're a great sponsor. And matter of fact, I got to go by there today and get an oil change. So anyway, so we're going to take a break here, Tyler. When we come back, we're talking to a little lady that was raised here in Kansas City, and all of a sudden she ended up down in the Florida Keys to become a first mate on a guide boat. So this will be a very interesting story, so stay tuned. I'm Terry Ackerman. We got more right here on Show Me the Outdoors.
The Thrifty Nickel is where buyers meet sellers in print and online at TNOL.com. Friend us on Facebook for early digital edition of the Thrifty Nickel. Need a place to live? Want a new puppy for that special little someone? Turn your stuff into cash. Serving Kansas City and St. Joseph for over 30 years, the Thrifty Nickel is packed with thousands of new and used items every week. Pick up your copy Thursday. If you don't see us at your favorite store, tell the manager. The Thrifty Nickel is the place to buy, sell, trade, or rent.
Ouch! Oh no! Whether it's from a storm or a fender bender, you want to get it fixed right and fast the first time. Hi, this is Tana, and I would take my car to AMB CarStar. You see, at AMB CarStar, you will get a nationwide warranty, car rental assistance, and even financing. So the next time you need a body shop, stop by one of your five locally owned CarStars. AMB CarStar in Riverside, Smithville, St. Joe, on the Plaza, or Warrenal. AMB CarStar. Relax. We'll take it from here.
Whether you're a Wildcat, Jayhawk, or Tiger, your game day starts at Driver Sports Cafe. Hi, this is Curtis Kitchen for my friends at Drivers off of 82nd Metcalf by Old Overland Park. Drivers owners are fans first and owners second because they know the passion of Kansas City sports fans. At Drivers, all of the TV packages ensure you will never miss your game. Also enjoy great food and drink specials, including my favorite sandwich, David's Sandwich. Watch your team at Driver Sports Cafe off of 82nd Metcalf in Overland Park.
Summer's here, and that means cooking outdoors on the grill, and you're looking for that something special to impress your guests. Well, your look is over. All you need to do is stop by Fritz's Meat at 103rd State Line. There you can choose from the freshest meats like all beef hot dogs, knockwurst, bratwurst, smoked sausage, and evinandui. Fritz's has been smoking meats in Kansas City since 1927, and they know how to smoke. From turkeys to pork chops, chickens to ribs, Fritz can handle it. Need a party catered? No problem. Fritz's will make your next party a big hit. Call 913-381-4618, or just stop by at 103rd State Line and check out their lunch specials. Fritz's Meats, it's just plain good.
Hey, Michael Waddell here with a pop quiz. Who makes the world's best-selling binoculars? I'll give you a hint. It's the same folks that build the world's brightest rifle scopes and the most reliable trail camera in the woods. Oh, and the easiest to use GPS on the market. That'd be Bushnell, the number one outdoor brand for diehards like you and me. Check them out.
You can find these products and more at the two Bushnell factory outlets, with two locations to serve you, Bushnell Outlets in Lee Summit and Bushnell Outlet in Lenexa.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Terry Ackerman, we are back live here in the studio on Show Me the Outdoors. I just love that song, Tyler. Good choice this morning. Anyway, we talked a little about going down to Florida last week, and now join me. Are you there this morning, Deborah? Or did we push
Hello,
you?
Good morning.
Hey, okay. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fabulous. I'm in the Sunshine State, and it is another sunny, pretty day.
Well, it wasn't when I left down there last week. I guess that was this week when I left on Monday. But a little story about you and I have been in conversation here for a few months now on Facebook, and I don't know how we got together with that, but one thing that caught my attention was that you was originally from Kansas City.
That is correct.
Okay, and how, now you was actually, were you raised in Kansas City or born here?
Yes, I was raised in outside of Platte City. I went to Platte County R3 High School.
Okay.
And, I grew up on 16 acres along the Missouri River Valley. So pretty much, you know, back roads, gravel roads, out in the country. I mean, those are my roots.
Well, so not so much. You've been kind of an outdoor girl all your life then, haven't you?
You know, my dad, he threw me in the boat and threw me in the truck, and it was, you know, it was hunting and fishing, and I really didn't know much of anything else. So, yeah, I grew up to love it.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. You know, there's nothing wrong with that at all. I mean, that's where I grew my son up. Here, you want to do it, do it. If not, you know, going down the road. But you grew up in Kansas City. You went to, was that St. Joe you went to college at?
I went to school at Northwest Missouri State up in Maryville.
In Maryville. That's why I thought it was at, except somebody told me, no, that was in St. Joe. That's what I thought it was in Maryville. But anyway, so you went there.
Yeah.
How did you get involved in the outdoors, Andy? I know you've done some modeling before, but you did some stuff with the Cabela's and stuff like that. But how did you get involved in the outdoors past that?
Interestingly, one of my professors in college at Bart Ware, he's an innovator in lure technology, and I was promoting ambush lures at the time, and I was going to Cabela's and Bass Pros, and just that was kind of my first little taste of spokes modeling in the outdoor industry. And fast forward, moving to Florida to pursue a job not related whatsoever to that. It was, my degree was marketing, and I was working in the financial arena, and I dabbled in a little bit of everything, but I just found myself consistently interested in these brands in the outdoors and applying my formal education of marketing with my real-world experience with events and spokes modeling, infusing that with this passion that was instilled in me from a little girl of hunting and fishing and just the outdoors lifestyle.
Right. Okay. Now, you said you did some stuff with the ambush lures?
Yes.
Okay. Have you seen their new stuff called Tight Lines? It's pretty remarkable.
Yes, actually. You know, it's so funny. This is years later, and I ran into him and Tight Lines at ICAST, which is the fishing industry's largest business-to-business trade show. And so, yeah, I did run into him there when I was representing some other outfits. So, very cool.
Right, that's a great product I got out there. I've used them before, and it really, really works something else. Now, you worked for Ambush for a while?
Yes, just some random promotions in college.
Mm-hmm. Now, in your bio, you said at one time you actually won a duck calling contest?
Yeah, I was doing a promotion at the Cabela's there in Kansas City by the NASCAR track.
Uh-huh.
And, they had this duck calling competition going on. And,
yes.
And Brett said, hey, you ought to enter that. There's only a few girls. And
right.
So I did, and
how'd you,
I won a... What? Go ahead.
And you entered it and won it?
Yeah, I won a Benelli shotgun, and I came home and I threw it in my daddy's lap, and he said, that is a good girl.
So what kind of duck call did you use?
Oh, I don't remember what it was at the time.
Well, I do.
I'm not. Why?
Huh? Because I'm the one who gave you the duck call to use.
You're kidding me.
You don't remember that, do you? Actually, I was a judge up there for that youth calling contest, okay? And actually, I was one of the guys that talked to you into calling because I only had two or three other women, and you walked around with my duck calls around your neck for 2 hours. You remember that now?
Yes, I do. Oh my God, I
was going to tell you that yesterday when I talked to you. I said, no, I'm going to hold back on this because she doesn't remember me, but I remember you.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe that was you.
Yes, it was. Actually, you was blowing on my custom-made Terry Acton signature duck calls. It was kind of amber and white. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I remember that very well.
Well, it did the job.
Not seeing you again, huh? Okay, that was the fun part. I couldn't wait to get that out, okay? I just couldn't wait because you won. Put this way, you was the first person to win a contest with all my duck calls. Matter of fact, you're the only one I have, huh?
Wow, that is interesting.
But when you look at it, sometimes the world's great big out there, but most of the time it's not. It's pretty small. You know,
right.
If you look back in your life, who you touched and everything. So, okay, so you went from Missouri. You got did you get a degree in marketing?
Yes, that was my degree. And then my experience, I started just dabbling in all sorts of different promotions. I actually had started a promotions company with four other girls.
Uh-huh.
And we were doing all sorts of events. I mean, I had been the chorus girl, the Bacardi girl, and the sports nutrition rep, this, that. But I found myself at lots of boat shows and outdoors expos and doing photo shoots for boat companies and then, you know, one thing just kind of led to the other, and I was like, you know, I need to maybe pursue a marketing position with one of these big outdoors companies. And I was actually getting ready to move to Texas to do the marketing and event coordinating for an outfitter that did African safaris.
Wow.
And long story short, it wasn't in the budget after some discussion. So I was like, what am I going to do now? I was trying to find my fit. I had a fire in my butt. I knew I needed to be in the outdoors and be a good role model for women. And I just felt like that was my calling. And I was working the Bass Pro Spring Classic down here in Fort Myers, Florida. And I was representing a few brands, Seaguar for carbon, Yuzuri lures, and Navionics navigation. And I, you know, as with every event and expo, use it as an opportunity to network. And I was looking for a tarpon captain to fish a girls' team.
Right.
And the hunting manager said, well, you just got to talk to this Captain Bo Johnson. He's the man for you. And long story short, we ended up talking, and he plugged me into some other opportunities. I was able to film my first TV show with him for Chew On This, Captain Ben Chansey down here in Southwest Florida, who has made his name with Goliath grouper fishing. And we actually hand-lined him with a rope.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if you've had a chance to see any of that, but it's not very common. And let me tell you about an adrenaline rush. So we were pulling up. Mine was 250 pounds. Captain Boat was over 400 pounds. And this is all just with a rope. And so we did that. And one thing led to another, and Captain Bo and I decided to get together with Tenacity Guide Service, our fishing charter business, which is where I am today.
Right. Now, where's that guide service out of?
Cape Coral, Pine Island Sound, north to Charlotte Harbor, south to Sanibel, and then, of course, you got the famous Boca Grande Pass.
Right. That's one. That's like I talked to you the other day. That's on my bucket list to go tarpon fishing.
I tell you what, it sure is a sight because they make their migration through here in May, June. It is. I mean, you'll get soaked standing on the boat with them splashing you. There's so many of them. So, it is definitely one of the most sought after trophy fish in the world. And
yes,
that's the bulk of our trips.
So most of the trips you take now are for tarpon. Is that your main thing now?
When they are here,
right?
Yes,
right.
And you know, we'll start catching them in, you know, March, April, through August, September. A lot of people think that they can only catch them in May and June in that pass, in Boca Grande Pass. Well, we have other techniques and locations that will fish for them. So, I mean, they can be enjoyed at a much longer time frame. But absolutely one of our top trips that we book.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've been tarpon fishing. You know, biggest I ever caught was 125, and it was a total hoot.
Nice.
Believe me. Total hoot. You know, I recommend anybody. But there's a difference, you know, and people... If you've never gone down to the Keys or Florida and going after tarpon or anything like that, it's a different way of fishing, and you got to set your mind to where you may only get 4 or 5 bites all day. You know,
exactly. It's not.
Right.
It is a different type of fishing, but it's well worth the few bites when you do hook one. So.
Oh, it's a rush. It's a total rush. It's just like when. My friend hooked a Nat shark down there, you know, last week, and it screamed out 200 yards of line before you say good morning, and her eyes got so. But the rush, the adrenaline, the experience, yeah, it lasted 10-15 minutes before the she landed.
Absolutely. I heard you talking about that, and her eyes popping out of her head, and how you didn't have a video camera to capture that moment, and. I got to say, that's part of my job with First Mating that has been so rewarding is I video our clients.
Oh.
And yes, and it is so cool to, you know, capture grandparents who took their little grandson out to catch his first tarpon.
Mm-hmm.
And all that emotion and excitement and, you know, to be able to provide them photos and a little edited video as a keepsake to share with their family and their friends. And that's one thing that I've really enjoyed.
Well, being behind the camera takes as much talent as being in front of the camera. There's no doubt about that, because I did that for many, many years, and to get that moment. I've got all kinds of cameras in my house. I didn't even think about taking a movie camera with me. It dawned on me. Didn't think about it, but you look back now, if I had that camera or had a camera and filmed her catching that fish, it'd be priceless, absolutely priceless. You know, something you take back to your family and friends, but if you're doing that on the boat for your clients, that's a plus, plus, plus. You know,
absolutely. And then, I mean, we post it, we have a YouTube channel, we have Facebook, so we're able to show and get the experiences out there for people to see, and it's been a big help in spreading the word, and so.
Okay, now it says here in your bio, in 2006, you picked up and drove to Tampa.
Yep.
Was that the beginning of all this, or did you have something in mind?
It was, you know, I had done an internship before graduating in Missouri, and it was in Tampa. That's where my internship was, and they said, hey, when you graduate, just pick up, come back, and so I did that, and again, you know, I was in the financial planning arena, and I just went down all by myself and was ready, you know, ready for the next chapter of my life, and it seems like it's been like that about every 6 months. There's something, some new venture, and I'm just really excited that it's finally funneling into, you know, the world that I'm passionate about.
Okay, how are you going to pursue your TV career, though? Are you going to start filming your own shows and get on Versus or somebody on a regular basis?
Yeah, that is our goal and our vision. I mentioned we had filmed a show that was aired on Versus, and then we also got to film with some NFL rookies for Gatorade's Everything to Prove, and we did Scouting for Adventure, which was on the Outdoor Channel with a bunch of Boy Scouts, and that was a blast.
Mm-hmm.
And we did the Madsen Shark Tournament that will air on the Outdoor Channel in the second quarter, starting in April, for 14 weeks, and we did win that, and that's probably one of the highlights of my life.
Really? Good. Good.
Oh, that was incredible.
Great. So you're going to pursue... So your friend... Go ahead.
So we've got some experience under our belt doing this and doing that, but we, in addition to the fishing, are extraordinarily passionate about the hunting end of everything, and we... thought it would make a great synergy to come together and film our outdoors adventures, hunting and fishing, and focus on the extreme end of things, you know, with the hand lining and Bo. He used to wrestle alligators back when he had the mullet, and he's just a very entertaining, interesting character, and we just want to bring a different element, be a guy-girl team who does the diversity and intensity of the outdoors.
Okay. Hey, we need to take a break here in a moment. Can you hang on after break and continue talking about this a little bit longer?
Absolutely, Terry.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. Hang on there. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about more about being a first mate on a boat down in the Florida Keys. Hang in there.
Looking for an old-fashioned meat market? A place where you can buy local fresh meat and poultry? Well, look no more. Steve's Meat Market in DeSoto is your personal old-fashioned meat market. From a side of Midwest beef to a whole hog, Steve's in DeSoto has what your family needs in fresh beef. Bison, lamb, goat, and pork, along with chicken, turkeys, duck, or goose. Open 5 days a week. Stop by and see what the word fresh really means. Steve's Meat Market in DeSoto. Visit stevesfreshmeats.com. That's stevesfreshmeats.com.
Are you tired of looking at your old painted staircase but you don't know who to call? Just call the Spindle Doc. The Spindle Doc can enhance your old outdated staircase painted or stained wood spindles with beautiful iron spindles. With multiple options available, the ability to customize the style of any stairway is easily achieved with Spindle Doc. Beginning with our concepts and product variety, each project becomes a unique staircase that meets and exceeds the customer's expectations. A keen awareness of design options and product knowledge allow us to ensure a distinguished balance between elegant style and architectural function. A stairway must not only look good, it must also feel good. Call the Spindle Doc today for a free estimate, 800-209-0739. That's 800-209-0739 or spindledoc.com.
610 Sports Radio presents the Country Mart Conference. 20 high school football teams competing for the title of Country Mart Conference champion. Go to 610sports.com and click on the Country Mart Conference to see all the schools, their schedules, and hear an interview with the head coach. The Golden Valley Country Mart in Clinton, Missouri supports the Clinton Cardinals. Country Mart, better quality, bigger values every day. Find them on the web at mycountrymart.com and on Facebook.
Summer's here, and that means cooking outdoors on the grill, and you're looking for that something special to impress your guests. Well, your look is over. All you need to do is stop by Fritz's Meat at 103rd State Line. There you can choose from the freshest meats like all-beef hot dogs, knockwurst, bratwurst, smoked sausage, and avocado. Fritz's has been smoking meats in Kansas City since 1927, and they know how to smoke. From turkeys to pork chops, chickens to ribs, Fritz can handle it. Need a party catered? No problem. Fritz's will make your next party a big hit. Call 913-381-4618, or just stop by at 103rd State Line and check out their lunch specials. Fritz's Meats, it's just plain good.
Hey, Michael Waddell here with a pop quiz. Who makes the world's best-selling binoculars? I'll give you a hint. It's the same folks that build the world's brightest rifle scopes and the most reliable trail camera in the woods. Oh, and the easiest to use GPS on the market. That'd be Bushnell, the number one outdoor brand for diehards like you and me. Check them out.
You can find these products and more at the two Bushnell Factory Outlets with two locations to serve you, Bushnell Outlets in Lee's Summit and Bushnell Outlet in Lenexa.
Looking for a great place to go fishing this summer? Your search is over. River Bend Resort is located on beautiful Lake of the Woods, which has over 65,000 miles of scenic shoreline. There you'll enjoy great fishing and a wilderness of rare beauty and still have all the modern conveniences of a full-service resort. Enjoy fishing on the lake on a warm summer's day, catching the big one. A fall fishing trip brings you to the area during one of our naturally colorful seasons. For all the details, go to RiverBendLodgeResort.com.
Ouch! Oh no! Whether it's from a storm or a fender bender, you want to get it fixed right and fast the first time. Hi, this is Tana, and I would take my car to AMB CarStar. You see, at AMB CarStar, you will get a nationwide warranty, car rental assistance, and even financing. So the next time you need a body shop, stop by one of your five locally owned Car Stars. AMB Car Star in Riverside, Smithville, St. Joe, on the Plaza, or Warnell. AMB Car Star. Relax. We'll take it from here.
Ever heard of a vampire load? According to my Touchstone Energy Cooperative, it refers to the electricity your appliances siphon off when they're not in use. The simple act of unplugging what I can and putting everything else on power strips saved me $222 per year on my energy bill. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at TogetherWeSave.com.
Platte Clay Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
It's snowing out, the roads are icy, and to make it even worse, your car battery is dead. The cold Midwest winter is just around the corner, and before the dreaded dead battery happens to you, you need to get to the new Interstate Batteries of Kansas City at 635 and Merriam Drive and have your battery checked, or call 913-384-5400 to find one of our hundreds of dealer locations around Kansas City. Don't get left out in the cold. Call Interstate Batteries of Kansas City.
First time we did it, I was scared to death. She snuck out in that cotton dress. Jumped on in and we drove to the lake. Put her hand on my knee and said, I can't wait. I had everything we needed in the bed of my truck. Turns out my baby loves to fish. She wants to do it all the time, early in the morning, in the middle of the night.
Okay, good morning. Welcome back to Reacting. We're here live. And don't forget about the pheasant hunt we're giving away. All you need to do is go to your locally A&B Car Stars and register to win. It's a trip for four or five people at Ekman Hunting Preserve. And you can get that at Riverside. You can get it at St. Joe. You can get it at Warnell and down to Plaza and up at Smithville. Those are the five A&B Car Stars. Just register to win. We'll draw a name out here in a couple of weeks. And good luck to everybody. Now, as a guided hunt, includes dogs and Berkeley and everything. So A&B Car Stars, they're a proud sponsor of Show Me Outdoors. With me is Deborah. Good morning. Are you still with us?
Yes, I sure am.
Okay, now, let's go back to your webpage here, or your Facebook. It's DEIDRA Outdoors, correct?
Yep, Deidra Outdoors.
Deidra Outdoors.
Facebook.com/D Outdoors.
Okay, and 576-7610 is the phone number here if you want to call in and chat with her or me. And also, Tyler, let's go with the third caller this morning. We'll get a $25 gift certificate to Fritz's Meats, and good luck to everybody on that one. 576-7610. So you started here in Kansas City. You and I met about 7 years ago, and you don't remember. But that's okay. It wasn't for long, was it?
No, it was really brief.
I'm going to be honest about this. I did not realize that I had met you until I saw your bio about winning the gun, okay, and until you mentioned Ambush Lures. I did not make that connection until this morning. And when
really?
When you told me you said from Maryville area, going to college, and you did a promotion with Ambush Lures, who I know those people very well, okay, and you was at Cabela's and won a duck line contest, and now I remember who this lady is.
The dots connected.
All of a sudden the light came on, okay, and there you were. So let's go through a time. What do you do as a first mate down there on the guide service? What are your responsibilities?
All righty. Well, I help with everything from helping run the truck, the boat, rig rods, tie the knots. I cut bait, I cut chum, and I just make sure that the clients are smiling.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just basically expedite everything that the captain would otherwise have to do, so
mm-hmm.
he can focus on his job, putting us on the fish. And so I just see the little behind the scenes things, but I definitely get down and dirty, get all the fish guts and fish slime on me, but it's part of the job, and I love every second of it out there on the water.
It's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's a blast. It is an exhausting job, I will say that. I mean, you're in the wind and the sun and you're constantly kind of, your core's engaged, just trying to keep you in place there on the water. But it's very rewarding occupation.
Okay, so you also in this job, you will take a video. Do they ask you to do that? Is that something that you normally do?
We offer it for an extra $100. They'll get a CD with all their still photos, and they'll also have an MP4 file burned on there of their video, which they can play on their computer real easily. It's good for uploading to the internet and whatnot. And then I'll also burn it in a DVD format that they can view on their television.
Okay.
So that's for $100. We let them know that we do that, and most people take us up on it. So.
Cool. Because, now how often when you go out on any charter boat and you're out there, how often are the clients you have a first-time client where they've never done this before? Not too often, huh?
Most of them have been on boats and been fishing, but every now and then you get some people that have never been on, done much of it, but I'd say most people have done it in some capacity, so.
So they got some experience, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're saying? Okay. Hey, I want to thank Eric from Overland Park for calling in and winning the $25 gift certificate to Fritz's Meats, and tell him Terry says hi when you go in there and get your food. Great stuff. Okay, so now you're a guide down there, or you're first mate on the service. What is your fishing? Now, you're getting ready to go Key West, right? You guys are going to move to Key West? Is that what you're doing? Be fishing out of Key West?
Well, we don't move down there, but we have another a captain that we stay with down there, and we will book trips December, January, February. The fishery down there is just off the charts during that time, and so yes.
Okay, now what are you be fishing for? You say January and February and December. What will you be fishing for at Key West at that time of the year?
Sharks. Sharks on the flats is the main attraction.
Mm-hmm.
We'll catch barracuda for bait on the flats, which that's a riot in itself.
Yes, it is.
So catching your bait to catch the major adrenaline attraction is just a great trip. So we do that, and then you also have your permit and your cobia, which we'll do on the wrecks off the Marquesas, and that is incredible as well. So beginning of February is a really good time to get all of it in.
Mm-hmm.
We fished, and actually this was really cool, we fished a father-son out of Kansas, flew down to Key West last February, and we fished them for 3 straight days, and we caught permit and cobia and sharks and cuda, and we hooked a few tarpon, didn't land any because that's how tarpon fishing goes, but it was probably the coolest trip I've seen.
Now, what do you do with the sharks? Do you catch and release?
Yes, but we don't just bring them to the side of the boat, because Captain Bo likes for our clients to get the coolest pictures of their lives, so he throws it in their arms, and
I noticed that on your webpage that he is quite a adventurous person that will actually bring the sharks in the boat and have
yes.
pictures taken with the clients.
Yes, that is absolutely correct, and I really don't know of any other captains that do this. And again, you know, Bo used to wrestle alligators and do venomous snake shows, and when he did the airboat tours down in the Everglades, and he's just, he's an adrenaline kind of guy, and he knows how to handle the sharks, and very, very takes very good care of the sharks. The sharks are never in danger. You know, we take a picture. He puts them right back in the water. He's even been known to get in the water with them and revive them.
Okay. So he, you know, you take care of the environment pretty well down there, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you shark fish, you do some permit fishing, you do some cobia, and all kinds of fish down there. And Key West is a heck of a town to go play in anyway. You know,
so you'd be
down there during the winter time, December, January, February, and then after that you're going to go back up to Cape Coral.
Yep. Then we'll be looking for the tarpon to start showing up, and we often do your backcountry, you know, finesse family fishing, you know, redfish and snook and trout, and that's also a blast as well. But yep, we'll be back here going strong in March.
Okay. Now let's talk about the equipment you have. What type of boat do you guys use? Motor, equipment, GPS? What we got going on down there?
Okay, we have a 24-foot Lake and Bay. And Captain Bo does the sales and marketing for Lake and Bay boats. So we use that boat. It's a great, great boat. And we have an Evinrude, or Mercury motor, rather. And what else do you want to know? Our rods and...
Yeah, what type of equipment? You use pen equipment, Garcia? What do you use?
We use American Rodsmith rods,
mm-hmm.
and Canyon Reels. Canyon Reels actually found us is through Facebook, and we have partnered with them. They have a great product, and we're helping bring those out, get them a little more known. So... Those are the products that we use.
Okay, well, it sounds like you got some good equipment and stuff like that. How important is the GPS to you guys?
Well, Bo knows this fishery like the back of his head. So
right.
We really, honestly, we do have a GPS on the boat, but we don't really need to use it.
Okay.
So.
All right. On a typical day, you say, let's go back a little bit. You're fishing out of Cape Coral, Florida, and you're going after tarpon. What would be a typical day on an 8-hour trip or a 6-hour trip? What would a person expect to see and do with you guys?
Well, our fishery is so beautiful. So, you know, getting to and coming from any locations or spots we're trying, we'll try to find some dolphins, and they'll actually jump right in the wake behind the boat.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do that, and there's certain areas where there's more concentrated feathered wildlife, birds, and we'll drive by there and make them fly all around you. And so we definitely try to get some of the sightseeing and scenery incorporated into the actual fishing. But we run out of Pineland Marina, so we meet there, pick up, take off, and we usually know where we're going to go the day before. So we'll go, hit our first spot, throw out our baits, and it just depends how we're fishing, you know, what technique we're using and where we're going. And like you said, if we're giving the tarpon scenario, you know, it's not casting and casting and casting if we're dead baiting. So, you know, you got to have your patience, and then that's when we sit there and we tell stories, and
right.
And which is so much fun, you know, getting to sit there and talk about, I mean, most people have a common passion of the great outdoors, so
right.
You're sitting there talking about your hunts and your fishing experiences or this or that, and so, you know, and then all of a sudden, drag will start screaming, and then it's a big scramble, and you're finding the belt, and everybody's yelling, and I'm scrambling for the camera, and so it goes from various levels of intensity, and lots of smiles, lots of laughs, and
that's
and
what
we
now
make
I know,
sure it gets done.
When we was out with Captain Jeff last Friday, when we went out there, he was in communication with other guides out. Seeing what they was doing, they're calling him to see how the fishing's over here, and they seemed like they all knew where everybody was at, and it was getting a fishing report like every hour. Somebody was calling, want to know what was going on. Do you guys communicate with other captains out there?
Yes, absolutely. It's very efficient means of providing a quality trip for our clients. Different captains run out of different marinas, and to cover all of that ground by a single captain, you know, that would take quite a bit of time, energy, and effort. So, yes, it's a quick phone call to, you know, this captain that's covered this area, and everybody's just keeping each other apprised of where to be, you know. So.
Right, that's everything. Location, 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 correct? That's the bottom line, is location.
Yes.
If you're
the one thing that we do, we don't like to be in the middle of a ton of boats. So if it gets a little crazy and there's too many boats, we'll go find another spot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing that.
Well, you know, the other boats around's okay, but you don't want to get into a crowd and everything and somebody beating up your face.
Yeah, we've had, I mean, you see it all the time with when tarpon go crazy here. Your client hooks up, and then their fish gets cut off in another boat's trolling motor, or, you know, the lines get crossed over in another boat's tower, and it gets a little crazy.
Well, you know, I've seen it on TV where they're fishing down there, and it seemed like the boats are within feet apart, and the fish are going nuts and crossing lines, and that just doesn't sound like a whole lot of fun to me.
No, and we, Captain Bo, before I came on board, used to fish that style a little bit, but got away from it, and we just don't do it that way.
Okay, on your bio back here, it says that you like boats, big trucks, camouflage, guns, rods, and a lot of mud. Can you, how about this last part? What do you mean by a lot of mud?
You know.
Don't write stuff down and put it on the internet if you don't want people to use it, okay?
Hey, you know what? I don't care. I ain't scared because, let me tell you, when I grew up there out in the sticks, I remember, like, just wandering off wherever on our property and, like, finding, like, mud holes and just playing in mud. I don't know why, and I would just come back, and my mom would be like, what are you doing? I'm like, playing in mud. So I just have always enjoyed it. I love, you know, the off-roading and slinging mud everywhere, and
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I like mud.
But unfortunately, you don't have a whole lot of mud where you're at down there, do you?
No.
You have a lot of sand. Do what?
Yeah, we do. You know, we do have a lot of sand, and there are some places you can go, you know, mud in and off road, and we've done it a few times, but it's not like back home.
Okay. Hey, don't forget to go to your locally owned A&B Car Stores. That's Riverside, St. Joe, Smithville, Warnell, and also in the Plaza, and enter to win a guided pheasant trip at Ekman Hunting Preserve out by DeSoto. And just go in there and race to win. We'll pick a winner in a couple of weeks. If you forget that, pick up a copy of the Thrifty Nickel. There'll be an ad in there about the show and about where to go and pick it up. So there you go. It'd be a good time. I mean, it's going to be a good hunt. So do you like to hunt? Apparently you do.
Yes.
What do you hunt down in Florida?
Well, we've been hunting a lot of hog. And honestly, like, we've been deer hunting, but it's kind of weird when you grow up in Missouri and you're used to, like, Bambi's daddy, and then you come to Florida and you're like, what is that?
Oh, that's a deer? It looks like a greyhound, huh?
Exactly. However, I will say, we did get in some good property in Central Florida, and there are some very nice bucks, surprisingly, and then we do have a good friend up in North Florida who has some property, which is where I killed my first decent Florida deer. And so they do exist in some areas, but absolutely nothing like northern whitetails. And we have 2,500 acres on a family farm in Trenton, Missouri,
mm-hmm.
north central Missouri. And Bo and I were there a few weeks ago for bow season, and we're coming back to hunt the rut end of archery and hit the beginning of rifle season on our farm in Missouri. So getting ready for that. But I will say, this girl was not into the whole rifle and archery until I met Bo. My daddy, he raised me as an avid bird hunter. Some of my very, very first memories were running around in the field with the bird dogs, like retrieving doves.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, dove, turkey, goose, duck, pheasant, quail, wild quail with the bird dogs is probably my favorite activity. But Bo introduced me to archery and rifle, and it's been a blast. And I'm really looking forward to sticking my first good buck with my bow. That's my goal when we come back there to Missouri here soon.
Okay, so you come back to Missouri to do that, because your deer down in Florida are pretty small.
Yes, correct.
But the hogs is a different story.
There are some giant hogs down here, like 400 pounders.
Yes, and they are a problem down there. They're a problem everywhere, not just in Florida, correct?
Correct, yes.
I mean, we had a guide on here a couple months ago. We were talking about gator hunting, and he also, you know, guides for hogs and stuff, and they're mm-hmm. getting to be an issue everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Need to take them out a little bit, but I don't think you and I as sports people or hunters or whatever you want to call us can really help. I think we need the government to step in and do something about it, too. Okay.
Right.
Uh-oh, there's our music. That means we are burning up an hour here. It's DEIDRA Outdoors. Facebooker, check her out in Bo. Great time. You get down to Coral, look you guys up, and also Key West. I'm planning on going back down probably around April or May. You know, that'd be a good time to go tarpon fishing down there.
Yep.
Okay. Deborah, you have a great time. Take care of that Benelli, will you?
Oh, will do, Terry. Hey, thank you for the opportunity.
All right.
Thank you for your time.
Nice.
Have a great day.
All right, nice talking to you there. All right, okay, next week we are going deer hunting. We're going to talk to Dan Herzog and give you guys kind of an insight on how the field dress a deer. I'm Terry Atkin. You have a safe morning, and we'll talk to you next week.
Show Me the Outdoors with your host, Terry Atkin, has been presented by Shawnee Mission Ford. Get the best of us. CarStar Collision Repair. Relax, we'll take it from here. Thrifty Nickel, where buyers meet sellers.